John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
Bert and I are going to the Olympics.
We're going, man. I'm more fired up today about going to the Olympics. Not attending, participating in the Olympics than I ever have before, based on the story that we're about to hear from Alana Myers right now from Douglasville.
Oh, my God.
I told you guys before. I'm checking out.
What? This is embarrassing.
Why are you doubting? I mean, you know what? You're just going to be jealous when you see Bert and I walking into the Olympic Stadium, whichever Olympics we get into.
Hey, Alana, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you today?
I'm good. Good.
Right, first of all, I mean, your story on how you got to where you are right now is an amazing story. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing, amazing story that we have to get to. But before we do that, Melissa and I have to ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
You have actually inspired us.
That's right.
Because Melissa and I love the Olympics. And we've watched the Olympics our entire lives, but now we have a dream to actually compete in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And our theory has always been this, is that in every Olympics, there's always some random either competition or a random country that if you qualify for, you should be able to compete in the Olympics. For mm-hmm. instance, like a team from Tonga that takes up bobsledding, you're probably going to be able to qualify for the Olympics. All right. So our thought is, what sport can we get into where we could ride somebody else's coattails and compete? And we're looking smack dab now at bobsledding mm-hmm. for this reason.
Oh, boy.
And tell me, if I offend you here, just say I'm totally out of line.
You don't offend me.
All right. Well, because here's our theory. What you do, the two women bobsled, that's impressive. You got two people working there.
This is much different than what you were saying when she wasn't on hold.
Well, just let me get to it. It's a two-person bobsled. It's very small, mm-hmm. so two people have to participate 50%, at least 50%.
Right. Okay.
Here's what I'm thinking about that four-man and woman bobsled, though, Alana. The two people in the middle aren't doing crap.
And we all don't agree on that theory.
It's like the front person and the back person doing everything, right?
Come on.
Now, before she was on hold, didn't you say anybody could bobsled?
What I'm saying is the two middle people
is what he's saying.
Are along
How hard
for the
could
ride,
it be?
Are along for the ride.
How hard could it be bobsledding?
Alana, first of all, congratulations, okay,
no,
for
representing
a state and our country. And I'm sorry that you have Olympic haters over here with us.
We're not hating
four
Alana.
Four people in the room, and two of us are all about it, and two of us are over there criticizing.
I'm just saying bobsledding is a lot harder than Bert thinks, especially being the two people in the middle. So I want you to tell Bert on how difficult it is to be the two people in the middle of a four-person bobsled.
Wendy dated a bobsledder over the internet for 3 weeks. Remember that.
That's true.
Okay. Actually, it's funny because usually men have the most problems with bobsled.
Mm-hmm.
Usually men are the guys who start the sport and tend to chicken out, tell you the truth. So they have, you know, four people on the sled, but a lot of times you have men come up and try bobsled for the first time and they never get back in the sled. They just all of a sudden disappear from the track or they just don't show up again. So it's kind of funny. Women tend to get in the sled and stick it out and stay around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Men tend to pick up and leave. But in a four-man bobsled, which obviously the women don't have, everyone's pushing, everybody's doing their thing. But you could make it down in a four-man bobsled if you're not very good at pushing and you'll be in the sled or whatever. You just won't win a medal, and that's what we're all about in the USA is winning medals.
All right, the actual pushing of the sled here, it looks to me like it only takes like 3 seconds. And then, so you push, and then the four people jump in, but after that, the two people in the middle
are not steering or braking.
It's like being on the Aerosmith roller coaster at Disney World.
Oh my God.
No, they all have to lean the same way.
Right?
Leaning.
Part of it is riding position, so how you ride in the sled will determine how the sled actually moves. And the funny thing about four-man is it's way more difficult to actually load in the sled than people think.
Thank you.
So in order to get four guys into a bobsled that's not very long, I don't know the exact parameters.
Well, Bert, I think, would be good at it because he was in Miami last weekend and he had one twin size bed for five men. So in a hotel in the Holiday Inn Express. So I think he's used to.
And they kind of slept like uh-huh. in a bodge yeah. slept just to make room.
That yeah. won't be a problem for me because I basically am the size of a Little League trophy.
Well, Alana, now that your story is that you are were a softball athlete and then you transitioned into bobsled. So how did that happen and why bobsledding?
It's funny. I was playing softball all growing up and everything, and my dream was always to go to the Olympics. And I'd seen bobsled in the Olympics in 2002 when the U.S. won the gold medal, in 2006 when the U.S. women won silver. Mm-hmm. And I thought about trying it, but I was still playing softball. Mm-hmm. I played professionally softball, and then also in 2005, softball I got taken out of the games. But I still had a dream to go to the games, and I remember seeing bobsled. So after I finished my softball career in 2007, I sent out an email to anyone in the federation, to everyone in the federation, actually, bobsled federation, and they sent me an email back and said that we had a tryout in 2 weeks. So I bought a plane ticket and went up to Lake Placid and tried out and made the team.
I mean, think about how impressive an athlete that is, what kind of athleticism you have mm-hmm. to do to mm-hmm. be that great at softball that all of a sudden just say, I'm going to switch sports and be that athletic that within 2 years you're competing in the Olympics. That is an amazing feat.
And that's what you're claiming that you can do.
No, what I'm saying is I can ride along.
You know, mm-hmm. and here's the thing. Alana probably got a lot of flack from people who said, oh, what are you doing? You can't do bobsled. Even though if you go to Lake Placid, you can't do it. Alana said, no, I'm going to be in the Olympics. And guess what? Her dream came true.
That's right.
Okay, so she had people like y'all in her life, the doubters. See, that's not healthy. So, Alana, congratulations.
Thank you.
I just think it's a lot tougher than Bert and Melissa think.
Well, maybe the foreman.
Yeah, it definitely is a lot tougher. And like I said, it's the loading. It's not just getting in the sled, it's being able to make sure it's as fast as possible. You know, as brakemen, mm-hmm. we live or die on hundredths, so mm-hmm. if you're a hundredth or two slower than people, you might be sitting at home watching the Olympics versus mm-hmm. actually on a sled.
Well, Alana, I mean, you may have a better indication of this after the you know, Olympics, but okay, so let's say, you know, Bert and I, let's say the bobsledding's not a good thing. What winter sport do you think that would be
oh
easy for
God.
Us to get
yeah,
into?
That's so easy, like that curling thing. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to get persecuted. But, yeah, definitely curling. I think the oldest person on the Olympic delegation, number one, is a curler. So it's definitely a sport you could do for a while.
Well, it's because it's right next door to shuffleboard.
It really yeah. is. So. Shuffleboard on ice, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we can do that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to figure something out.
And you're the only athlete on the entire team from the state of Georgia, right?
Yes.
I love that.
That's fantastic.
I really love that. So you had no training in this whatsoever. You go up there, and then they train you for 2 years. And the very first time that you actually tried bobsled, did you realize that you had a knack for it, or was it simple athleticism?
I was really athletic, and I could convert, but I was actually pretty awful the first time I pushed the sled. It's a lot harder than people think as far as getting technique and being able to do it efficiently. You know, everyone's who comes out to bobsled has got a pretty baseline level of raw athleticism, but being able to use your athleticism to push a bobsled and to do it on ice, mm-hmm. it's a little bit more difficult than people would imagine.
How fast do you go in that thing?
Ooh, on the Olympic track, we will go over 90 miles per hour.
Oh, that sounds
that's
like
exciting.
Fun. It does, man.
That's intense.
Totally.
It's pretty cool. On the Olympic track, there's a curve called 50-50, which actually some of our guys nicknamed. It's curve 13, and it's actually a curve where quite a few people crash. One day we had national champions or world champions crashing in that corner, so it should be pretty exciting Olympics with that and the speeds we're going to reach.
Now, I was reading my Sports Illustrated Winter Olympics edition just a couple of nights ago, and there's another bobsledding team, women's bobsledding team, that they're predicting will win a medal, a silver medal, but it's not your team.
Right.
So there's somebody more experienced, or there's a team that's more experienced than you guys are?
Right. The driver in that article is Shauna Robach, and she was actually one of my drivers last year. In women's bobsled, we tend to switch around a lot, and we won a gold medal on the Whistler track.
Nice.
Wow.
Also, she's a silver medalist from the previous games. But my driver this year, Aaron Pack, also has a bronze medal on that track. So, you know, we're seen as an underdog, but I think people are underestimating us.
Wow. So what do you think it's going to be like for you, you know, when you're at the opening ceremonies and you're representing the country, and you're, who, I don't know who's carrying the flag, but have you had a chance to like sit back and sort of go through your mind on what that's all going to be like for you?
Oh, we had our team processing yesterday, and we just got all our uniforms and everything's fitted and everything. And just when we were taking pictures with all this gear on for our opening ceremonies, it suddenly became real, and I just think it's going to be amazing, and it's a great honor, and I'm really, really blessed to have this opportunity.
Are you allowed to say what the outfits are?
I don't know.
All right, okay. So let's go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. it's Ralph Lauren. They're these red and blue jackets, mostly blue, mm-hmm. and it's got red accents. Mm-hmm. A hat, a beanie, I guess, and it's actually have moose on it, which is kind of cool, and a thick turtleneck sweater underneath, mm-hmm. and white pants, which I thought would be a bobsledder girl's worst nightmare because we're kind of big. We range anywhere from 160 to 180,
uh-huh.
and I'm the heaviest, actually, on the bobsled team, so I was thinking white pants would be awful, but they're really nice.
So good-looking white pants.
So this goes along with the theme that you guys have said to us, is that no matter what, a woman's body conscious 24-7.
Yes, mm-hmm. Even if you're one of the best athletes in the world.
Definitely, definitely.
Well, good
you're
luck.
You're thinking white pants on worldwide television. It's not going to go well, but... You know, we made it work, and we're going to make it work and rock it.
Well, good luck. Yes. I mean, this is the only athlete competing in the Olympics from Georgia, and she's from Douglasville. Is there any? Do you still have friends and family here in town?
Of course. My family still lives there, you know, all scattered throughout Atlanta now, and my friends, same thing.
And when is your competition? When's your first race?
February 23rd and 24th, and it's one race, a combination of four heats.
Okay. Is there any chance you think that you'd have any time to talk to us before that also and just kind of give us a snapshot of what you've seen there, and then maybe we can talk to you after the race also?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I'd love to do that.
That'd be great. That's
awesome. That'd be fantastic. Well, good luck on both winning a medal and looking good in the white pants.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye. All right. So if you're watching the Olympics... And you want to get it on a local level, man. Alana Myers is who you
And you don't
want
to wait 4 years till Bert and Melissa are in it.
You doing speed walking.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. If we're walking in and we're representing a country in the Olympics, y'all just, you can watch us on TV, but we're in our white pants.
I'll wait for
it. She has only been, you know, she's only been bobsledding for 2 years.
2 years.
We can do this.
That's right.
Okay? It's Alana Myers from Douglasville, Georgia.
The Bert Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.